Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
It's 8:07 here on O'Connor and Company. It's Larry O'Connor with Andrew Langer.
Good morning.
Coming up in 30 minutes, Andrew, we're going to speak with Julie Kelly, who, well, it's one of those things where we'll just say, so Julie, what's your impression of yesterday's hearings? And then we'll just sit back.
Yes.
And we'll let Julie go. That's coming up in a bit. And also we'll let you know what rulings the Supreme Court is not done, Andrew.
We've got four more cases, two really important ones.
Yeah, and we'll tell you what those might be coming up in a bit. But right now, speaking of the Supreme Court, it's the Clarence Thomas Court. Let's face it, he is the elder statesman on the court right now, longest serving justice, and certainly because of the 6-3 lean, or even more importantly, because oftentimes decisions will come out 5-4, he is sort of the ideological leader of that five justice block. And so, therefore, he is, as he has been since the day he was announced by George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st president of the United States, he has been under fire by the left because he is loathed by the left. Joining us right now is Mark Pauletta. His book is Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words. And boy, Mark, it's pretty amazing that after the Dobbs decision came out, Justice Alito, who wrote a beautiful decision, really powerful argument there on behalf of life at all, but more importantly, on behalf of the lack of constitutional basis and legal basis for Casey and for Roe, Samuel Alito barely got any mention or any criticism. They all went after Clarence Thomas, didn't they, Mark?
They did, Larry. It's just Clarence Thomas just triggers the left because he's the black conservative who actually dares to have his own views. And they have been trying to destroy him, as you said, for 30 years, and even before that, when he was in the Reagan administration. But, you know, what's so amazing in the past, you know, past term, in the past couple of days, is Justice, all those opinions that are coming down right now, were all opinions that reflect Justice Thomas's views on all of those cases, whether he's writing in concurrences or dissents in the past. It's all sort of coming around to, you know, his views being in the majority, and it's really just wonderful to see.
Mark, this is Andrew Langer, and folks, you got to understand, Mark hasn't just written this great book, Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words. He's also Ginny Thomas's lawyer, and he penned an amazing letter to the January 6th committee. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate it when I read the story, Mark. The language in which you asked questions of the committee, why do you want to interview my client? Talk about this and talk about why it's important for you to know what your client is going to be asked about.
Sure. You know, I responded to a letter that the J6 committee sent to Ginny Thomas on June 16th. And all they mentioned were, her interactions with John Eastman. And it seemed it wasn't specific. It was sort of insinuating something much more substantial was going on. And I went through each of the areas that, I thought they might want to talk to her about. And to me, it's nothing more than her being a citizen, expressing concerns about the election, from her, you know, text to Mark Meadows to her asking somebody to come brief. That's what she did with John Eastman, to brief her group. And if a U.S. citizen is going to be brought in for something like that, I just find it very troubling. So I asked the committee, give me some more information, because what I see doesn't warrant your, you know, actually dragging in a private citizen. That's what Ginny Thomas is. She's a private citizen who's been a conservative activist her whole life for questioning on this topic.
Well, Mark, to be fair, I believe her email to John Eastman began with her praise of this program and this talk show host in particular. So, obviously that is relevant.
I've heard you say that before, Larry.
Yeah. But Mark, I'm torn on this because just for the sheer spectacle of it, I am dying to see Ginny Thomas go after head-to-head with Liz Cheney in this committee hearing. So let bring it on. That said, there is a larger principle at play here that you're trying to argue about, the validity of this. And by the way, I love the fact that you asked, what is the legislative goal of this committee? Because there isn't one.
Yes. You know, as I point out in the letter, I was a chief oversight counsel for 10 years in the House of Representatives. I did the Enron hearings. I did, tons of the Ford Firestone hearings. I did a bunch of investigative hearings for legislation. That's what Congress, when they investigate, It's all about getting information so that they can do, they can pass or consider legislation. And unless they can tell why Ginny's sort of activities is necessary for that, I think, you know, I'm going to have some concerns about it. And as you know, just the attacks on the Thomases, just generally from the committee, from the chairman over the years, you know, to the kind of stirring up of things that has led to, you know, death threats against the Thomases, right? This is this is the environment we are living in. This is what I'm concerned about.
Hey, Mark, let's turn our attention to Hillary Clinton's comments yesterday on TV. I gotta
here,
ask
let, you. Let me play it real fast ahead, so please. Everyone knows. Whoop.
He's been a person of grievance for as long as I've known him. Resentment, grievance, anger.
I mean, there's something unseemly, Mark, I think, about someone commenting about a law school classmate and about their interactions with him. I mean, but besides the fact, did Clarence Thomas and Hillary Clinton, Hillary Rodham, then interact when they were at Yale Law School? What are your thoughts here?
I think they may have interacted. They weren't friends. I find it really interesting that this would have been 1973. So Justice Thomas would have been growing up under segregation until 64, when he was, in all black, state mandated all black schools, grew up dirt poor. And here is a rich white woman from outside of Chicago talking about grievances. It's really pretty disgusting, but it's classic Hillary Clinton. But if you know Justice Thomas, and anyone who knows Justice Thomas, just like Justice Sotomayor just said, he is filled with joy. And he's filled with kindness and caring. When have you ever heard Hillary Clinton be described as somebody who's nice?
To anyone? Or joyful, right?
Right. I think she's the one throwing up lamps in the White House, right?
Yes.
And sticking by a husband who was just horrible, right? But in any event, I just find it classic Hillary Clinton. That's why she is detested by most of America. Are comments like that. She never fails to disappoint. Justice Thomas is a joyful, wonderful guy, and everyone who knows that and knows him knows that. And that's why, in fact, I think he's the leader of the Supreme Court, in part, because people love him and respect him.
Literally every single person I've ever met who has had the pleasure of clerking for Clarence Thomas has said exactly that. The furthest thing from an anger and by the way, he has every right to be angry and have some grievances. He grew up in the segregation South, in the Jim Crow South, that was set up, by the way, by racist Democrat senators that were the mentors of Bill Clinton out of Arkansas.
And, you know, and what's interesting, going back to my book, and I hope your readers get it, it's such a perfect time to read Justice Thomas's book, but he talks about the most racist people that he met, and again, here's a guy who grew up in segregation, are the Northeast liberals who are the most intolerant, who are the most, you know, vicious. And so it is interesting that she basically proves the tale as to what he's talking about.
Well, that book that you must get and read is called Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words, a belated Father's Day gift, or maybe just a really great summer read as y'all are planning your summer vacations. Mark Pauletta, author of that book and the attorney for Ginny Thomas, now on the record here on O'Connor and Company, wanting to get a little bit more information from this committee before his client agrees to testify. Although I think the one thing we've all stipulated is that I'm a great radio host, as Ginny Thomas said in that email.
I mean, I agree. I absolutely agree with that.
I just want to make sure that we're getting the facts straight here. We're facts first here, Andrew. Always lead with facts. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks,
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.